It's the Woody and Jim joke off. First person to laugh loses the game.
Woody, I took advantage of the best Black Friday special ever.
Really?
I stayed at home and saved 100%.
Not bad. No. Frugal Jim wins.
Yeah.
Jim, my family has asked me to stop making jokes about Thanksgiving. It's really hard to go cold turkey, though.
Woody, when you fart, it can be either silent or loud. And then there's the turd option.
Canadian. Jim, I ordered 2,000 pounds of Chinese soup. It was wonton.
I've lost control. I don't see an end. There's no escape. I don't even have a home anymore.
Oh.
Guess it's time for a new keyboard.
Jim, why did the deer go to the dentist?
I don't know.
Buck teeth.
I tried donating blood over the weekend. It was so annoying. The nonstop questions. Whose blood is this? Why is it in a bucket?
Well, bloody joke.
For somebody who watches the ID channel all the time, yes, that's very funny.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
This came as a surprise to no one except Kim Kardashian. She went in for a brain scan, and they told her she had very low brain activity.
Sounds like a joke you should have used in the joke off.
It does. It's like she's going, how could this be? I'm going to be a lawyer person.
A lawyer person.
Wow.
Just proving, science proving what we all knew already.
Exactly. So the Powerball jackpot, no winner over the weekend. So tonight's drawing, $740 million.
Woo!
So almost $750 million.
That'll do.
Yeah, that's okay.
They say if you take the lump sum, about half of that, and then about two-thirds of that, so it'll be at 200-some million after taxes.
Yeah, you could probably live on that.
Yeah,
I'd get by.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. If you're curious if you can have your dog serve as your wedding witness in Tennessee...
As a witness?
You can, yes. Yep. In the state of Tennessee, a witness is not required for a valid marriage ceremony to take place. You just need the officiant to sign and then the two people getting married. But you could have your dog do a little paw print on it as like a ceremonial, symbolic witness.
I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
More people should do that. That's really cute. It's cold. It's Monday. How about a Woody and Jim mood boost? That'll fix us.
Hey, feeling good. Like I should. When indoor, walk around the neighborhood.
This story's going to warm you right up. The organization God Behind Bars teamed up with Angola Prison down in Louisiana, and they hosted the prison's first ever father-daughter dance. So it was about 30 fathers who are incarcerated, but they all are on like good behavior right now.
Yeah.
They had 37 of their daughters come from ages 5 to 20. A lot of these guys haven't seen their daughters in years, if ever.
Right. Wow.
They got to come to the ballroom. They set it all up. They got tuxes for all the dads, all the daughters got dresses. They set it up kind of like a prom, like all the decorations,
sweet.
All the things. It was a super emotional night. It's just really cool. One of the dads said, seeing her in a dress, crying and running to me just broke me down. It made me think of all the years I missed out on her life. And then the God Behind Bars founder said, I watched your group of men stand with pride and dignity, shedding every label the world had ever put on them. For one night, they were not inmates. They were dad.
Aww.
Oh, that's great.
So
that's really sweet.
And those girls, I mean, that had to mean so much
right.
to them.
Oh, my gosh. Like, the smiles that you see on their faces.
Yeah.
And I'm sure to see them in a suit rather than, you know, their
prison orange. Yeah.
Yes. Like how, you know, just life changing and to see them be a better version of themselves, I'm sure meant a lot.
That's very cool.
Really cool.
Very heartwarming.
Yep.
This mood boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro. This is Woody. And like a lot of folks over the weekend, I faced gluttony and dieting.
But then,
yeah,
the shot.
Yes, I had to time it. My my doctor, Dr. Big Daddy, show doctor, Dr. Scott Major, gave me a free sample of Wegovy, the weight loss drug. And so I had Thanksgiving on Thursday. I had another Thanksgiving dinner on Friday. I decided, no, I'm going to eat like a pig on Saturday. And then after lunch yesterday, I decided, okay, time for the shot. So I had some, I was saying, okay, I want to make my last meal really nice.
Like so, you're on death row.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it felt like. So I know Bruce, one of our family members, dead in Mount Pleasant, makes really good meatloaf, and I loved it. And he said, take some with you. So I said, there's the meatloaf. I'll have the meatloaf for my last meal.
His last
meal.
The last meal. So I get all that heated up in the microwave, and I'm sitting down to eat it. And all of a sudden in the other room, something crashes. Melissa has dropped like a can of something, and there's a mess on the floor.
Yeah.
And so I put the plate on the stove in the back, figuring, okay, it'll be safe there. I'll go help her,
yeah,
and then I'll come back. And so when I came back, Lucy, our Doberman, who is a 75-pound lap dog, could put her paws up and reach the back of the stove, and she was like finishing it all up when I walked around the corner.
I said,
so this was like, you know, okay, well, this is obviously the Lord's way of telling me you need to diet,
right?
Because the dog has eaten your last meal.
Oh no.
Yeah. What if that ever happens on death row? The dog ate your last meal. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, we're going to give it to you.
The hounds.
But wow. Then I took the shot, and so far so good. It's not. I don't have the stomach ache a lot of people complain about.
That's good.
Of course,
yeah,
that could come, and I haven't really felt hungry. So
then it's working.
So that's what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
I'm never going to eat again.
In a week, you'll be skinny.
Remember food? Wasn't that great? Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Ready for Gender War is now brought to you by Tree Fellers. You got some trees you need gone? Contact Tree Fellers. You can find them online at localtreefellers.com. All right, we have Mark in Bellevue for the guys. We have Teresa, yep, in Nashville for the ladies. Good morning, y'all.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Let's get to know you a little bit. Hit you up with a get acquainted question. Teresa, tell us something you have a bunch of.
Probably crock pots and kitchen gadgets.
You can never have too many.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm saying.
They cover the counters, all the covers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The garage.
All the infomercials come on and go, oh, I need that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
What about you, Mark? Tell us something you have a bunch of.
Peanut butter.
Ooh.
Okay.
You like the peanut butter baby?
It's like we have tons butter and tons of it. My grandmother has a peanut butter jar on her headstone. No joke.
Really?
You love your peanut butter, huh?
Well, she lived to be 104, eating a spoon of peanut butter every day.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin.
Multiple choices. How we start. Teresa, will this year's Super Bowl be played in Dallas, Miami, or San Francisco?
San Francisco.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
Well done. Good job.
She surprised herself.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, is Beyonce seen in jeans commercials for Wrangler, Levi's, or American Eagle?
Shoes. I don't know. Is that what you're supposed to do? Is just say shoes? Yeah.
When in doubt, say shoes. Yeah. In this case.
That's wrong.
No.
Yeah, it's Levi's.
Levi's is what we're looking for. But nice effort. I love
we
it.
Enjoyed your stab at it.
All right, Teresa, Rain-X sells what for your car?
Rain-X is windshield wipers?
Yes.
Nice.
That's correct.
Okay, you got a 2-0 lead. That means that, Mark, you got to get this one right to stay in it.
I got to get this.
Okay. Mark, what do you buy at verabradley.com?
Handbags?
Yes.
Yes, right.
Yep.
Yeah, I was afraid you were going to say shoes.
All right.
Right?
Yeah, sure. More
shoes. All right. Teresa, you can win it with a correct answer here. Who was Deadpool's co-star in the most recent Marvel movie?
Wolverine.
That is right.
Nice.
And there we go.
No.
Seals the victory.
Yes.
Well done, Teresa. Mark, we love you and your peanut butter. We hope you'll play again real soon.
Yeah. That's right.
We'll do.
Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
It is the 12 days of giveaways. All right.
Congratulations to Randall Youngblood of Old Hickory.
Woo!
Was the right caller, and we opened up a present that he chose, and guess what he got?
Predators tickets. Woo! Love it.
He's going to go see the Preds this Tuesday, a week from tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very cool.
We got lots of prizes to give away, concerts, sporting events, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Just be listening a little after 7 every morning.
Some really great prizes and some stuff that will disappoint you as well.
Yeah. They're not all going to be hits. Sometimes it's going to be like that aunt who always gave you socks.
Yeah. I'm going to clean some stuff out of my garage and give that away.
Win stuff that Woody needs to clear out. Win it before he gives it to Goodwill.
That's right.
So we're having a stuffed animal toy drive starting next week. Each day of the week, we'll be broadcasting live from a different Dunkin' Donuts, and we want you to bring a stuffed animal as we try to help Metro Nashville Police Department help kids with dealing with abuse and domestic violence.
Right.
And give kids teddy bears or any kind of stuffed animal.
Something you can hug.
Yeah.
That's very sweet. Yeah, we'll be doing that all next week.
So I was having trouble with my vision, and I said, well, you know, I haven't got an update on my prescription in several years. So I decided to get my eyes checked, maybe get some new glasses.
Okay.
And so I went to this place that had, you know, like kind of an optician on site.
Right.
Oh, nice.
And I signed up and I went on Friday and the guy did the eye exam like really fast. Like, is it better like this, like this, like this, like this? Okay, you're done. Mm. And I was like, wow, that was really fast. what's the deal? And he said, well, your vision is like really good far away, but you can't see anything up close. I said, well, that's weird because I was coming in here because I can see fine up close, but I need some help with things that are far away. Oh. Nope, it's the other way around. Go outside, pick out some frames, and we'll be good. Thank you. Have a nice day.
So he's pretty much saying, like, that thing I said, reverse it.
I know. Like, well, he didn't ask me, like, you know, how are things going? And I would have told him, I'm here because I can't see things far away. And he said, nope, you can't see things up close. Really? Because I can see things great up close. I don't have any trouble with stuff up close.
Wow. He's like,
yep, go get some glasses. So I went outside and tried some, like, different frames on and stuff like that. And
yeah.
Like, wait a second. These frames are like $100. The lenses are going to be $200 or $300.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I don't think this is even the right prescription.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So I walked out. I said, yeah, give me the prescription. I'll walk out. And
good for you.
Instead, I went online, and I went to one of the places where you can order them online. And for like $30, I figure, well, if they're not a good prescription,
right, at least,
I can just chuck them.
At least you only spent $30 on it instead of 10 times that.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I know. It could have been a drive-thru appointment.
Wow.
Yeah. Just leaned over into the car.
That's crazy.
Like this, nah.
What is it like? Yeah, is it speed optometrist? Okay, let's see your eyes. You got two of them. Okay, here's your glasses.
Which kind of makes me think, like, is the whole thing of like, let's just get this formality of an eye exam over with and get you in there spending some money.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Instead, I cheaped out. I'll just get them from Taiwan.
Oh, yeah.
Some six-year-old made them.
In a sweatshop.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
All right, the joyous holiday season, the shopping frenzy has begun. Black Friday weekend, Americans spent $11.8 billion holiday shopping, and I guess that was mostly online. There were actually physical people out doing brick and mortar stores too. And today is Cyber Monday, so it's going to get even bigger. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Wow.
Burn up that credit card.
So Stranger Things Season 5 returned. And the biggest mystery was, how do I watch this without the app crashing?
Oh, no.
As unprecedented traffic with Netflix caused the app to crash and people unable to watch Stranger Things episodes. It was fixed relatively quickly, but I know that personally it crashed several times the first few episodes.
Right, right. Because everybody was jammed on there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. That's pretty good, though. It's going to be an exciting season.
The United States Soccer Federation has proposed 14 different stadiums along the U.S. to host the 2031 Women's World Cup, and Geodis is one of them.
Nice.
So we could have that'd be really cool the Women's World Cup here. So, yeah, pretty cool.
Woody and Jim in the morning, Totally Hits 93.3. She's been thawed out. She's ready to go. There we go. Happy holidays. Hey, it's time for another Woody and Jim joke off, as the joy must now stop.
Here come the terrible jokes.
We tell them back and forth. First person to laugh loses the game. You know how it works. Let's begin. Jim, why did the teddy bear skip Thanksgiving dinner?
I don't know.
He was already stuffed.
I sent my son to his room for saying Jim Morrison was a terrible singer.
Mm.
I said, we do not slam the doors in this house.
Ow. Jim, you know that E was the only letter that got a Santa Claus present this year.
Really?
The rest of the letters were not E.
Oh.
So I was in Foot Locker trying on some Nikes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to the worker, it's too tight. And she said, try it with the tongue out. And I said, it's no good. It's still too tight.
Luckily, I saw that coming. Jim, statistically, did you know that 6 out of 7 dwarfs are not happy?
It's true.
And they make terrible Disney movies.
What if liar's pants really did catch on fire?
Mm.
I'd start watching cable news again.
Jim, my girlfriend rotates playing her guitar, her drum, and her flute once every month. It's part of her menstrual cycle.
Did you know Jesus drove a Honda?
No.
He said, well, he didn't talk about it much. He said, do not speak of my own accord.
Jim, I asked a girl, what size bra do you have? And she said, why? I said, wow, I didn't know they made them that big. Okay. What are we doing today, y'all?
I've got a doctor's appointment. Then tonight I'm going to an early screening of the 3rd Avatar movie.
Oh.
Which are always very cool when you're in them.
Yeah.
And then you forget about them 5 minutes after you walk out.
Yeah, this is, are they up to Avatar 8 now?
3rd.
And it's okay, what? It's third? Over 3 hours long, too, right?
Is it?
I think it's the longest one.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to have a late night.
Oh.
Yeah.
They really, I mean, if you enjoy it, great, but they really need to stop making those.
People go to them.
Yeah.
As much as nobody's, I don't know anybody who's a fan, but they still, people
go. Still go.
Yeah, what are you doing, Gina?
That's true. I have a couple meetings and then meal prepping today will be.
Okay.
Thing.
I'll be doing that kind of same thing too. I got some errands to run, and I started the Wegovy shot. So they say you need to have a lot of protein because you'll lose your muscle mass if you don't. And I already have the muscle mass of like a 3-year-old girl, so I can't afford to lose anymore.